This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, if you want power, you are going to have to be patient. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, it is such an honor to be here at your service. In today's episode, we are talking about how if you want power, you are going to have to be patient. So, dear friends, here when we are talking about the concept of power, this does not mean worldly position or worldly power. Here when we talk about power, we are talking about strength. A power that an individual themselves has, a self-confidence, if you will, a self-esteem that an individual has. And it is this power that makes an individual strong. And where does this power really come into play and make a difference? Well, when one has to speak the truth, this power is necessary. When one wants to oppose falsehood, or stand up for what is right and true and just, this power is necessary. Now, what is one of the ways in which we can have this power, create this power? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "And obey Allah and His Apostle, and do not dispute, or you will lose heart, and your power will be gone. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient." So, dear friends, here we find that based upon this verse of the Holy Quran, that one of the aspects which is necessary for power is to be patient. Now, what exactly does this patience mean? What kind of patience are we talking about, especially a patience that will lead to power and strength? Not only in an individual, but perhaps even on a societal level? Well, we continue after the break. Welcome back. This is A2Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how if we want power, we are going to have to be patient. Now, we talked about how this power is not necessarily a worldly power or this kind of governmental authority which we automatically think about when we hear the word power. In our Islamic lifestyle, in this beautiful lifestyle that we want to implement, we have to be strong. Islam promotes strength, not only on the individual level, but also on the societal level. Islam wants, encourages, promotes, nurtures, and educates people to be strong individuals, to be powerful individuals, and powerful on many different levels. You can be powerful in the face of the insinuations of shaitan. You can be powerful in the face of combating your base and carnal desires, which takes you towards an animalistic form. You can have power when it comes to defending truth and justice. You can have power and strength when it comes to promoting and enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. All of these things are part of an Islamic lifestyle. Now, where does this power, or at least one of the places where this power stems from? Well, that is patience. But what kind of patience? Unfortunately, the definition of patience has been misunderstood by many. Patience does not mean to merely stand by and take the punches. Patience means to be steadfast on the path, to be determined to continue to move forwards on the spiritual path and on spiritual wayfaring in order to gain nearness to the Almighty Allah. And so, dear friends, if in our Islamic lifestyle we are looking to have power, to be strong as an individual and even as a society or as a Muslim ummah, we are going to have to be patient in the sense where we are going to have to be steadfast and determined to continue to walk the path of Islam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.